This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's time for your Green and Gold update on Wisconsin Sports Daily, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan, with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
All right, let's get to our Green and Gold update now with a guy that I've always admired, thought he does great work on the NFL draft. He is Luke Easterling of Athlon Sports. Follow him on Twitter at Luke Easterling. Luke, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Is this the part where I have to go Pete Weber and say, who do you think you are? I am.
It's beautiful.
Is that how I have to kick things off now that you brought up Pete?
Isn't it crazy? Like, can you think of another player in another sport that said something that is held on to this long and people still know and say? That's crazy.
No, it's legendary, man. What a magical moment that he captured for all of us.
Yeah, crazy. And he tells a story last week about the kid in the stands that was rooting against him in that match that had him all fired up. And that's what led to the whole thing. Just some innocent kid in the stands rooting for the other guy, which is pretty funny. Let's talk about the draft combine in Indianapolis. Now, I want to get a little dorky first, and then we'll get to the Packers and your mock draft that you have up at Athlon Sports and so forth. But I saw you retweet something, I think it was last week, talking about the 40-yard dash and the importance to offensive linemen. And if I'm being honest and transparent, I've made fun of them running 40-yard dashes for possibly my entire existence of my life, thinking that was one of the dumbest things I've ever seen as an offensive lineman, having to run a 40. And Charlie Husen, my producer, played college football, and he was an offensive lineman. He's tried to defend it to me as well. And I saw you talking about it on social media, so you think it's important.
I think part of it is important. I think the 10-yard split, and this is the case for multiple positions, it's not necessarily about the 40 as it is the 10-yard split. So you're looking at the ability to explode from a static stance and cover 10 yards in a as fast as possible, basically. You know, how, for each position that translates differently, but from an offensive lineman standpoint, and Charlie will attest to this, it's about how quickly can you explode out of your stance, not just into a block, but then climb to the second level and get to a linebacker. If you're pulling, you know, get across the line of scrimmage and make sure you get to your guy, you know, on a trap block before he's able to blow it up in the backfield. Get around on those outside sweeps and screens and climb into space and stay out in front of your ball carrier long enough for him to pick up some blocks and then move downfield. So really it's those first 10 yards that are the most important. The following 30, I really don't pay much attention to in terms of offensive linemen, though.
How much do you buy into this whole idea of he's too short to play tackle or his arms aren't long enough to play tackle? Because I'm reading a lot of that today.
You know, this is one of those things where it's tough to – you have to look at this in, like, macro and micro terms. So, like, on a macro level, is there a ton of data that tells us that, like, on average – tackles have to have, you know, north of 33 inch or so arms in order to be a really good one. There's some data to that, but that's not like there's a lack of humanity in that. It's just a number based on averages that you can look back and see multiple offensive tackles who had shorter arms, and they were fantastic offensive tackles, because that's just one piece of the puzzle. And that's what I always try to preach to people through this whole process, especially around combine time, is, you know, it's not that the combine is pointless, and it's not like, you know, the Senior Bowl or any of these other things that are part of the process is pointless, but it's all part of an evaluation. It's part of the puzzle. And so, you know, when you look at arm length, or you look at hand size with quarterbacks, or arm length again with corners necessarily, you know, it matters to a point, but it's just one piece. So if you have shorter arms, but you're a great athlete and you're super smart and know how to prepare and you have great technique and you know how to set up defenders with different, you know, techniques and moves and know how to prepare, there's so many other ways for you to win as an offensive lineman that, you know, an inch or so on your arm length isn't going to be as big of a deal. So you can look at it on the micro, on the macro sense, and say, hey, there's some data that says this is kind of a threshold for us, you know, and it's the same way with height at other positions and things, but, you know, special players are still special. So it's not completely disqualifying. And you got plenty of anecdotal, you know, examples to prove that.
Talking with Luke Easterling, covers the draft for Athlon Sports. Follow him on Twitter at Luke Easterling. Been doing it a while and does it at a very high level. What about the idea of position versatility among the offensive line? Because that is a big, big thing for Brian Gutekunst in Green Bay. If you're just a right tackle, he's probably not drafting you. But if you can play tackle, guard, and center, he's all in. Even though you may not be better than, say, the guy that can only play right tackle. And a guy like Gray Zabel, the kid from North Dakota State, is that guy who's, you know, played tackle in college, has played inside, is going to probably play inside in the NFL, and is probably going to be a first-round pick. Are there more, obviously there has to be more teams than the Packers, where you start talking about if they're versatile, there's more valuable than taking a guy that can maybe just play right tackle if they're, you know, comparing two guys in a round of the draft?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. I think if you're a guy that only plays one position, you better be that much better at that position than somebody else who's really good at and has the ability to play multiple spots. And I think, obviously, Green Bay is a prime example. They've done that for years. But Philly, I think, is the obvious one after watching them win the Super Bowl. Go look at the guys that they've drafted in recent years. They drafted Tyler Steen out of Alabama, who played tackle, but he's played guard and a little tackle for the Eagles. They drafted Landon Dickerson out of Alabama, who's played some guard and center. They've drafted Cam Jurgens. All of these guys were day two picks who can play center and has played some guard and moved around. So that, again, it's the position where you are most certain somebody's going to get hurt at some point, right? It's the most physical position to play. Obviously, you're going to get banged up in the trenches down there on both sides of the ball. But offensive linemen who can play different positions are so valuable because somebody's going to go down at some point. So, you know, a guy like Gray Zabel, who can play tackle, guard, or center, and really has the ability to play all five. I mean, he's just like that guy in fantasy baseball who has like eight positions listed after his name, to where you know if somebody gets hurt or somebody's off that day, you know you can plug them in. That's why those guys get drafted in your fantasy drafts, so you know you can plug them in anywhere. It's the same thing for teams like the Eagles and the Packers. They know the value in having a guy who can cross-train and be able to plug in at any number of positions. And it also helps you in the future because now, say next year you do find that guy who's just such a great right tackle, and if Zabel's been playing right tackle for you and doing a great job, but you really want that right tackle, okay, well, great, now you're going to slide inside, or now you're going to move to the left side, and you feel confident doing that, and it just gives you so much flexibility in season and also in the off season when it comes to adding new talent, because you know you can move that guy around to wherever the weakest link ends up being.
There's some angst among Packer fans about Jordan Morgan being drafted in the first round last year. He ends up getting dinged up and hurt, ends up playing guard, not tackle. What was your read on him coming out last year?
Yeah, I saw him as a guard last year. I know he's got a bit of a tackle body, and that was more of his experience. But when they took him there, which as a Bucs guy I was thrilled about because the Bucs got Graham Barton instead at the very next pick, I believe. So I was pretty happy about that, to be quite honest. But no, Jordan Morgan, I mean, again, I still think he has the versatility to play inside, outside. I had a second round grade on him. So obviously, you know, a little early for him in a vacuum, but there's also very rarely 32 first round grades that anybody has. So, it made sense for the type of player that they look for. You can't really fault a guy for getting banged up. It happens to a lot of guys. Hopefully he's able to get healthy. But you know, if he ends up being a quality guard, I think the old days of, you know, putting the tackles up on this pedestal in terms of positional value and thinking of guards and centers as some, you know, lesser product, I think those days are almost over. Go look at the money that teams have paid in free agency to the top guards over the last two or three seasons, and you'll see that's kind of going by the wayside. And I think you'll see it in this draft too. I think you see two or three guards come off the board easily in the top 20, because I think teams are realizing that having that interior, you know, shored up doesn't just help your run game, but it helps your protection, because quarterbacks would prefer edge pressure to inside pressure all day long. And that's where you have to spend money on your guards. That's why you have to invest early picks in them. So if Jordan Morgan ends up staying healthy and working out as a guard, I don't see that as a reach or a bust at all.
Green and Gold Update brought to you by Potawatomi Sportsbook. It's Luke Easterling, covers the draft for Athlon Sports. Follow him on Twitter at Luke Easterling. In your mock draft post-combine, as we look at it here together at pick 23, you have him taking Barron, the DB out of Texas. He ran faster than maybe what people expected. Do you think he still gets to him at 23?
Probably not. But, you know, and this, you know, as I got to the end of that mock, there were a couple of guys that I'm like, God, did I really get to the end of this? And I don't have a spot for these guys. You know, and so that's usually what happens after the combine is I always joke every year after like the Shrine Game and the Senior Bowl. And then again, after the combine, that there's like, if you look on social media, you'll think that there's like 50 guys who definitely won't fall to the second round. Like, guys, there's only 32 picks. That's how it works. Like, somebody's going to fall. And so, you know, that happens. But Barron is a guy that I just feel like, again, the combine does the same thing for me every year, which it either confirms what I already saw on film or pushes me back to the film to see what I missed, right? If a guy's way faster or way slower than I thought, if his, you know, jumps or shuttle times are don't match up with what I saw, even, you know, either as a good thing or a bad thing, it forces me to go back and look and say, okay, you know, does this show up on tape? Is he just a spandex straight line runner, or does it actually make, you know, does it translate to the football field? And I think with a guy like Barron, every box was checked up to this point. I mean, there's a guy who's versatile. He can play outside. He can play in the slot. He can probably move back and play safety. He's that smart and versatile and athletic. I think he's got the range, you know.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow. I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
There's so much football IQ that is just so obvious when you watch him play. He's a guy that is clearly very prepared, knows how to get himself ready to play. He's got an NFL body, 6 foot, 200 plus. You know, so he can survive in the box. He can play slot because, you know, he can defend the run. He's tough enough. Just a smart, instinctive player, great ball skills to make big plays when the ball comes his way. So when he goes to the combine, you've already got all these boxes checked. And now you're just going to see, okay, you know, in a vacuum against all of his other, you know, peers, how does he stand up athletically? And to see him run as fast as he did, to see the performance he had, just kind of confirmed that. So I wouldn't be surprised if he's a top 20 pick. If he is on the board there for the Packers, I think it'd be a no-brainer pick. Again, a guy similar to the offensive line, the secondary is kind of moving that way too, where if you've got guys that can play deep, can play on the outside, can play on the inside, it gives you so much creativity with how you can scheme and also allows you to kind of attack offenses. If there's a specific receiver you want to deal with, you can have a guy like that who can follow him around. I think Barron is that type of player. He'd be a home run pick if he's still there at 23.
I think Barron improved his stock, but I think somebody improved his stock even more, a guy that I didn't see going as high either, you've got him at 19, is Maxwell Harrison, the DB out of Kentucky. If anybody improved his stock a ton, it was that guy at corner.
Yeah, and again, that's another guy that if you look at the tape, it was all there already. You know, he's big enough. We knew he was fast, maybe not that fast at 4.28.
Fastest guy there, right, at the combine?
Fastest guy there, yeah. He beat Matthew Golden, the wide receiver from Texas, I think, by .01, so he gets to take the title. But again, just a highly productive guy. You know, obviously very, very well-tested in the SEC against top competition. He's dealt with some really good receivers. Has all the tools, the arm length, the ball skills. Again, I definitely think he played his way into that range. And again, it's just such a premium position. You know, I mean, there's so many dynamic receivers across the league. You've got to have basically, I mean, you're in nickel and dime more than you're in base. Like, there's really no such thing as a 3-4 or 4-3 defense in the NFL anymore. It just doesn't exist. You're really a 4-2-5 everywhere, and you line up guys as you see fit against the offense that you're going to see. So you really have to have three starting corners to really play quality defense in the modern NFL. And that being the case, you've got to make sure you have quality depth at that position, which is why versatile guys like Barron are going to continue to go high. Guys like Harrison, who have the tools that he has, are going to continue to go high, because having one shutdown corner just isn't good enough anymore.
Why take one of those corners over, say, a big defensive lineman like Harmon from Oregon? Because this Packers team is going to need defensive linemen and edge rushers as well, I think.
Yeah, I think the with regards to this class in particular, I think the only reason you'd go that route is because this is the deepest edge/defensive line class I've maybe ever seen. I think if you're trying to decide depth-wise, if I have to decide between, you know, a top corner at 23 and whatever edge or D-line guys I'm going to get on day two versus the other way around, where if I go edge or D-line at 23, I've got to pick from the day two corners. Day two corners, I think they're solid, but I'd be much more confident that I'm going to be able to find starting caliber edge rusher, starting caliber interior defensive line guy. And that's no matter what kind of edge guy you need. If you need a big, tough, you know, edge setting run defender who can rush with power a little bit, that kind of guy, we got those. We got speed rushers. We got nose tackles. We got, you know, five techs and three techs. All every shape or size of frontline defender for the defense, we got those in this draft. And I think you'll find more depth, more quality on day two than you would at corner.
He is our guy, Luke Easterling. Athlon Sports covers the draft. Talking about the NFL Draft Combine. Follow him on Twitter at Luke Easterling. Joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on the Fan. Last one. Give me a guy that you wouldn't be surprised to see fall to 23 that you don't have there right now.
A guy that wouldn't be surprised to see fall.
Because every year somebody, you know, or two guys fall that you don't expect to be there at the end of one, usually for one reason or another.
Yeah, I think maybe Malachi Starks, the safety out of Georgia, is a guy that I think we everybody was enamored with Nick Eamonwerri this weekend at the combine, and rightly so. 6'3", 225, and the best athlete in the entire combine, basically, across the board. And so I think he ends up being the first safety off the board. But Malachi Starks is a guy we were talking about as a top 10 talent throughout this whole process. And his combine was solid, but maybe not eye-popping to the point. And he really didn't produce as much this past season as a lot of people thought. But he's a guy that can play safety, can play the nickel. Wouldn't put him outside at corner, but last year there was a guy like that, and his name was Cooper DeJean, and he found a way to make an impact right away. So Starks, again, 4.5 speed, and he's a little bit smaller, so wouldn't be surprised if he's a guy that kind of slips through the cracks, falls into the 20s, but ends up being a high-impact player because the tape really tells the story with him.
Luke, awesome job, man. Thanks for coming on. Hopefully we'll have you on again between now and the draft. I always let guests promote at the end. What do you got to promote? I know you got a podcast too, right?
I do. We just launched a new podcast. It's called Best Podcast Available, BPA, for the draft fans out there. It's the Athlon Sports NFL Draft Show. So I had a great premiere episode with Matt Miller from ESPN. We just recorded our second episode today. That'll be out Wednesday with Doug Farrar, who writes for us at Athlon Sports.
Sure.
So all kinds of great combine stuff. different hot takes about, you know, the class, going to get you educated as much as possible moving forward. So every Wednesday morning, we'll have a new episode of that out. So make sure you go check that out, like, subscribe, you know, the whole drill on wherever you get your podcast. And then on the website, athlonsports.com, I'll have a fresh mock draft every Thursday morning. I've been doing that for months now. It's been three rounds. It's probably going to move to four now that the combine's in tow. So a lot of people out there do one-round mocks. I try to go as deep as possible so that every team gets as much info as possible. And then our NFL draft guide, the magazine, is out this week. It's on newsstands, on shelves. So everybody who's been getting that for years, go out and get that again. If you haven't yet, go check it out. Excited. Got a really cool cover this year with Shador and Travis Hunter. So pick up your magazine, get that hard copy in your hands, check out the podcast, and check out the website.
Okay, I lied. I got something else. So you brought up Matt Miller, and I will tell you a quick Matt Miller story. So Matt Miller used to come on this station all the time back in the day. And back in the day, I did a show with Gary Ellerson, who played running back for the Badgers and the Packers, and then Leroy Butler, obviously Pro Football Hall of Famer. And Matt Miller came on when Melvin Gordon was coming out in the draft. And Matt Miller was just not sold on Melvin Gordon, was just not there on Melvin Gordon. And my buddy Gary Ellerson would get so mad, like, how do you not see what everybody else sees? What are you doing? Whatever. And then obviously Melvin Gordon goes on and does what he does in his career. Do you have a guy, Luke Easterling, where, like, you weren't sold on him and he ended up proving you wrong that sticks out to you?
Oh, I mean, there's probably 30. But the most fun one to me is the 2018 NFL draft, because that was like one of my best and worst evaluation experiences, because I said I would draft Lamar Jackson number one overall. I was so...
It's pinned to your Twitter account.
It is. It's my pinned tweet from February of 2018. I wrote an article for USA Today at the time, you know, just outlining why I thought he was going to be a star quarterback. So that one is like my highest of highs. But that same year, I had a third round grade on Josh Allen. So it brings it back to the middle, right? Where I'd love to have that one back. Kudos to him for you know, developing into the star. But literally the same year, I had like the best take I've ever had and probably the worst, thinking Josh Allen was a third round.
But I doubt anybody. I mean, everybody was hot and cold on Josh Allen that year. There was a lot of people that thought he was interception prone and so forth, would never be able to figure it out. So I don't hold that against you necessarily.
He's one of those guys. It's funny. I was talking to somebody on Twitter yesterday. They was talking about, you know, Shamar Stewart's lack of production.
Oh, everybody thinks he's going to the Packers around here, Shamar Stewart.
He's not getting there, first of all. Those athletic traits don't get to the 20s, trust me. Trevon Walker was the same player, and he went number one overall. Yep. He's not going to be on the board that long. But no, when you look at a guy like that in production, Alvin Kamara was the third leading rusher for Tennessee his last season in Knoxville. And Josh Allen threw for 1,812 yards, 16 touchdowns in his last season at Wyoming. So, you know, there's a lot of productive guys that don't go on to do anything. There's a lot of guys who didn't produce that because of their traits they're able to develop. And so that's why this is fascinating, man. Every year, we it's not a science. It really is an art. We try to figure it out, but the debate is fun either way.
But the problem is, you're talking to Packer Nation. Lucas Van Ness. Rashawn Gary, paid, but not necessarily the guy everybody thought. Again, both guys who didn't have a ton of production, but again, had the athletic traits that you like.
And that's the thing, is that this is the difference between the way the media does this and the way the teams do it, is that we look at it from a very 30,000-foot, you know, general level, at least like a national outlet like Athlon. Obviously, there's some great team-specific sites and outlets out there that do a great job of breaking it down for each team. But if I do a 300-player big board, only half of those guys are going to matter to the Packers. You know, there's only going to be certain guys that fit their schemes or fit what they need or fit, you know, the interviews that they have or what have you. So it's very different to look at it from a media standpoint and say, oh, this guy's a second round or third round pick. Because for the Packers, if he's not, you know, if he doesn't meet their thresholds, it doesn't play the role that they need him to play, he's not going to be, quote, on the board in that same way. So it's a very different approach. And because of that, there are 32 very, very unique approaches throughout the league. And that, again, that's part of it. I know it's frustrating some people, but it makes it fun for the rest of us who enjoy kind of the chaos on draft weekend.
I've always admired your work. Glad we were able to get you on. Luke Easterling, Athlon Sports. Follow him at Luke Easterling. Luke, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure, guys. Anytime.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.